You know what's important, trying to figure out who your starting quarterback is going to be.
Really?
I think we've established that.
There's a stunner.
I think we've established that since the day we found out that Deshaun Watson probably isn't going to be playing this year. So, Dan, I need to ask you this too, because work in motion. We are going to do a daily, a bi-weekly, a tri-weekly update.
Aren't we supposed to hash this out behind the scenes?
No, it's
we come right on the
air.
It
is way more fun to do this on the air. This way, everyone feels like they're a part of the show.
No, the listeners sure enjoy it.
Of course they do. Daily feels overkill. It feels like something that we should either do.
And I agree. I agree. And I think the listeners agree. And they want to say, hey, I agree with Dan Menigan because I think Dan's right. Daily is an overkill when we do the quarterback standings for the Browns.
Feels like we should do it on a tease. Tuesday, Thursday. I feel like maybe twice a week, Tuesday, Thursday, we do it that way.
Except this week, because we'll be doing it on Monday in the next 30 seconds.
Maybe Tuesday, Friday.
Tuesday, Friday. I like that.
Thanks.
Wait, what, one coming out of a preseason game and one going into a preseason game?
But you see as well, this is the kind of conversations that we should probably have behind the scenes.
People
so it sounds mildly
to
more
feel
organized.
Like they, this is not our show. This show was gifted to us by the powers that be, the great Odyssey gods, that have given us the power to be able to use this platform to make you a part of the show. So we will probably do it twice a week. Jeff, let's go through this right now as we sit here at 1 o'clock before camp starts on the Monday before things really get moving.
Yeah.
Okay? You have your quarterback standings. And by the way, the scenarios that can play out in this thing are wild. Having four changes things immensely because now you can ask yourself, well, it's four now. Will it be four when the season starts? Will it be four when we get to the first preseason game? Will it be before they head off to the Greenbrier? Oh, wait a minute. They're not going to the Greenbrier this year. Oh, that's already changed something. So
tell me what you're looking for in the order, would you?
Okay. When I look at the order and as I create my standings for the Browns quarterback situation, it is how is Kevin Stefanski going to win with what quarterback? So it's based on, for me, I look at this not from a fan's perspective. I can't do that. I can't do it. I've got to look at it from the head coach whose team only won three games last year and averaged under 16 points per game.
Should we count five quarterbacks or just four?
Well, yeah, you can put the fifth in. The fifth, for me, it will always be the same because Watson can't change.
Okay.
Unless for some reason they decide that they're going to cut him, which makes no sense at all financially.
All right.
None. So Watson's on there. So if you want to make it a five-horse race, It's more the AL East than it is the AL Central.
Most likely to play and start is what you're thinking?
Yes. According to you, most likely to start.
At the beginning of the season or for the most of the year? I'm looking for parameters.
I'm going to say beginning of the season. Dan, agree? Oh, disagree?
Beginning of the season changes my rankings.
Beginning of the season.
All right. Number one's Kenny Pickett.
I figured this was a living, breathing document.
Yeah. Number one's Kenny Pickett. Number two is Joe Flacco. Number three is Dylan Gabriel. Number four is Shedeur Sanders. And if you're thinking big picture, all season long type of thing, I had Deshaun Watson fourth and Shedeur Sanders fifth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, so show your work on Pickett then.
It's simple to me. He's 27. He has potential upside, not only in length of career, but in ability. I think he has upside. And if I am Andrew Berry, he's the guy I'm pulling for so that it alleviates the need to think, oh, my God, I still got to find a quarterback. I don't have a choice. Now, if you go into next year's draft and the quarterback you really like, and they'll be looking at quarterbacks, is readily available to you, that probably doesn't matter what happens this year. But I just love the idea of a guy going out and actually winning the job this year and giving the Browns a long-term possibility. It's that simple. And I think Pickett is in a little better position to do that than either one of the rookies right now, although I keep thinking about Dylan Gabriel.
Here's how I'm looking at it, big picture, okay? And I've kind of said this over the last couple hours. I don't believe there will be four quarterbacks on the roster when the season starts. I believe that another team is going to want one of our quarterbacks to be their number two quarterback, or unfortunately something might happen to one of these quarterbacks during camp, and that would just leave you just natural attrition, so you'd only have three left. That said, again, through Kevin Stefanski's eyes, he's got to look at it, and he's got to look at that schedule, and he's got to look at who they're playing, and he's got to build confidence in a team so that they can win more than three games this year, and that they can get to 5, 6, 7 to make him feel more secure, to make the entire organization feel more secure as we start looking ahead to what life is going to be like with the Dome. And that doesn't necessarily mean the quarterback has to be on the team right now. That's why I'm saying that I think it's Flacco by a nose right now. I do believe in some situations they do want Kenny Pickett to be the starting quarterback. He's the reason they went out there and got him first. I also believe that they think maybe long term that Taylor Gabriel is that guy. And, or Dylan, yeah, I say Taylor Gabriel. Sorry. Dylan Gabriel. Have I called him Taylor a couple times today?
I think just once, but
okay, good. I think that's only been the first.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Give it time.
All right, I'll try. Shedeur Sanders is sitting in the four spot with tons of potential. I just think he's going to have to learn the game a little bit more before anyone's going to give him the opportunity to go out there and say hike, or the guys are going to have to get injured in front of him. And then Deshaun Watson sits there, and I will not rule out Deshaun Watson not starting games at the end of the season if he's healthy. Return on investment.
Well, that's where I had him ahead of Shedeur Sanders.
That if he was ready before Sanders, is that what you're saying? Or
no, if he's ready.
Yeah.
I think it would be late in the season.
I do think that if Watson takes the field and Flacco or Pickett's still on the team and they're healthy, that saves Kevin.
Well, if Watson takes the field, Pickett and Flacco won't be on the team. One of them might be, but not both.
I would think that they'd have to be injured for them still to be on the team and him be able to play.
Or not be on the team.
One of the two.
Yeah.
Dan, give us your standings.
In the living, breathing document that is the quarterback power rankings, Pickett is one. I think because they made the move to go get him, he was the first move that they made. I think that gives him a slight advantage, and the fact that they are hoping to find some kind of diamond in the rough, I think he's going to get the first go. Then Joe Flacco, then Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, and I think if Watson comes back, he will be behind Shedeur Sanders. I do not think he touches the field this season, no matter how much money you buried into him, just because there's no future. It's like it just kind of is what it is. We know what this guy is here.
Well, there's a future next year. He's got one more year on the contract.
Then I alter slightly. There's no future that involves winning.
Wow. I'm not going to argue with that. We haven't seen him play to a level where you thought, yep, okay, good. You're sold there.
That guy's a winning quarterback in the NFL in a brown and orange uniform.
All right, so here's the next part of this question. Then I see there are folks on the line already that want to hop in. They want to give us their quarterback rankings. We want to hear you. 216-474-0092. Will the starting quarterback in 2020 is the starting quarterback? I'll ask it this way. Is the starting quarterback in 2026 currently on the roster, active or inactive? Flacco, wow. Pickett, Gabriel, Sanders, Watson. Will one of those five quarterbacks be your starting quarterback when they say hike more than a year from right now?
Yes.
Will be the starting quarterback?
Yes.
Dan?
Be the starting quarterback is a different conversation.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Because if they draft somebody next year with Gabriel and Sanders on this team, my guess is one of those guys would be starting a quarterback while next year's first round draft choice has two or three games to sit and watch. Then he'd take over.
Unless he's 1-1. Because we all know if you bring him in somebody 1-1, it's very, very hard, as much as I personally would say he probably needs to sit for a period of time. It is very hard when you bring in 1-1 to look at your owner and your biggest owner of all, or your biggest fan of all fans, which is the owner of this team, and say, yeah, this guy needs to sit for a little bit.
Okay. Is the quarterback of this team the starter for next season?
No.
Is he on the roster?
No. No, because I think they're going to take a quarterback at 1-1.
I hate to agree with you, but I agree with you. I think it's...
Dan's nice to agree with. Why do you hate agreeing with him?
Because I don't want to agree with him. I think it makes for a lame show. I like when we debate things.
A lame show.
I like when we debate things and we try to come to a higher ground educationally. Or dumber ground, because I'm pretty good at that too.
Here's the question. Can you see... This is going to come off really poorly. Can you see Jimmy Haslam taking a quarterback? Let's say they trade up, right? Because I don't think, you know, they might not be the worst team in the league or anything like that, but they're holding two first-round picks this year. They have their picks back. Let's say they trade up. Can you see Jimmy Haslam trading up to the first overall pick in the draft and saying...
Absolutely.
Yeah, guys, I trust you. Let him sit for 6 to 8 games.
Oh, yeah, guys, I trust you.
Let him sit for 6 to 8 games so that he can learn and
develop. That's so hypothetical, but I'll give you an answer and say yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ask me the question one more time.
Mr. Baskin, can you see your owner trading up to the number one overall pick, using that pick on a quarterback, and listening to your coach and GM look at your owner and say, you know, he needs to sit for about 6 to 8 games?
No.
Nor can I.
No. Why did I go out and get this guy? Why? Because in the back of the owner's mind, and it's not just Jimmy Haslam, I think it's any owner in the NFL.
Correct.
Is not going to sit there and say, let's be honest, let's just say they don't have the first pick in the draft next year, okay, and that they've got to combine their two first-round picks to move up, maybe perhaps give up the next number one, and you may throw in one of these rookie quarterbacks that we have this year into next year's trade to get the number one overall pick if you think you need to do that, right? I mean, here's a chance for them to show a promising young rookie quarterback who's not going to get the opportunity because they want to go out and get another quarterback. So that said, unless Gabriel or Sanders gets the opportunity to jump off the page this year, the starting quarterback of next year's team is not on the roster right now, that they will go out and draft a quarterback. And whether it's Aller or Manning or Nussmeier, right? Isn't Doug Nussmeier's kid? This is his big year. That it'll be one of those guys. And there's just no way. If you're Jimmy Haslam and you've got the opportunity to get Arch Manning, you're making that happen.
Well, if he turns out to be the guy. I mean, just because his name is Manning doesn't necessarily mean he'll be the number one guy. And I don't mean number one pick. I mean the best quarterback coming out.
Yeah. How many quarterbacks have we had on this team for marketing purposes? I'm not trying to belittle it, but...
Never forget that fact.
Stop.
Jeff?
Just stop.
Stop telling you the truth?
No, I don't want to go there.
I'm just saying, and it doesn't guarantee winning.
You can't
next.
Do that again.
You can't?
And they didn't do it the first time because they thought they were getting the guy because of football reasons.
Give us your QB power rankings. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. 216-474-0092. Rookies are already in town. Veterans are trickling in as we speak to get the Browns ready for this upcoming football season. And we started something a little bit new here today. It'll be our quarterback rankings, our power rankings for the Browns quarterbacks. As we sit, Jeff has said that he believes it's Pickett, Flacco, Gabriel Sanders, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and then I have it Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel Sanders, and then we both have Watson in there, maybe perhaps for the end of the season. And if that's the scenario, that it would be Watson over Sanders rather than Watson sitting in the fifth place spot. Is that a fair way to put it, Jeff?
Oh, let's go with that, Andy. I have him actually fourth ahead of Shadur, if by chance he happens to get healthy. But
at what point do you think Kevin Stefanski has to say, I have my quarterback? This is my number one guy. When does that have to happen? Or are we going to sit here all training camp trying to figure out, he's going to be the starting quarterback for the third and final preseason game?
Before the third and final preseason game.
So he's got a couple weeks?
He's got a month. And I'll bet you they do a preemptive strike and do it the latest after two preseason games.
Wouldn't it just be easier to rank them before the first and go at it that way?
I'm sure they do. They don't need to share it with anybody. In fact, I'd be disappointed in them if they shared it with anybody.
Why? It would take the drama out of training camp for you?
No. Just in case somebody wants to make a trade.
Interesting. All right, where are your rankings? Nelson's in Avon Lake. Hi, Nelson.
Guys, how are you?
Good. Hi, how Nelson. Are you? Give us your rankings, my friend.
I'm going to go from fourth to first, and I'm going to take Deshaun out of the equation because I just don't think he'll ever play for the Browns again. That's just my opinion. But I'm going to go Shador four. I'm going to go Flacco third. I'm actually going to put Dylan Gabriel second. And the reason why I'm putting him there is I think Dylan was Kevin Stefanski's pick, something he saw that he really liked. But I'm going to agree with Jeff. I think this is Pickett's job to lose. And he could be potentially be, you know, he could be the one guy that comes here and surprises us under Stefanski's offense. But I'll leave you with this because I know you have a bunch of other people. The Browns are doing something that, to me, it's impossible to do. You're trying to win games while you're trying to find out if you have a quarterback of the future. And I would say this. This season, in my opinion, will be a failure if they don't know if they have a quarterback that can take this job go forward, because they need to know if they're going to draft a quarterback next year or not. And I don't believe that you can win games and find that out at the same time. Thanks, boys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Jeff, Nelson said there, I think we are going to know probably four games into the season. I don't know. Maybe I can't even say that because the first six games are so tough.
Honestly, I think if they can fill in around whoever's playing quarterback, I think the team can have a chance to win some games. I think the offense on paper lacks skill position talent. And I think whoever is the quarterback of this team is not going to be able to carry it by himself. So I think that they have to hope that Harold Fannin, Cedric Tillman, Dylan Sampson, those guys have to come in and step it up and be contributors. And they don't have to be stars. They need to be contributors. And if they are, then I think Joe Flacco can win some games with them. I think Kenny Pickett can win some games with them. Maybe Dylan Gabriel can win some games with those guys. And I've mentioned this numerous times, Andy. Something in the back of my head keeps saying, keep an eye on Dylan Gabriel in this whole thing. And don't be stunned if he ends up being your starting quarterback by, say, week five, week six.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I think Gabriel will have a shot to be the starting quarterback at some point during the season.
I think he might. If one of the veterans wins the job and one of the veterans gets dispatched and then that veteran's not playing well, I think you're going to see Dylan Gabriel. I just don't want this thing to quickly end up in, okay, well, who are they going to take in 2026? I don't want to see that. I think there's enough talent on defense that this team's going to be in a lot of football games. And I think competent quarterback play can help them win some games.
You want to hear something kind of fun?
Oh, I can't wait.
ProFootballNetwork.com. You aware with it? Down with it? ProFootballNetwork.com already has a three-round 2026 NFL mock draft out.
Sure they do.
You want to hear how it plays out?
Not really. But
number one, Cleveland Browns. There will be debate over whether Arch Manning, will enter the 2026 draft right up until the deadline in January. While all signs and priors point towards the Longhorns quarterback returning, there is a possibility that he will declare, especially if he's likely to be the number one overall, and he would end up with the Browns. Number two would be Garrett Nussmeier, end up going to the Jets. And number three would be Medina's own Drew Aller going to the Saints. And that's their top three picks already. Pretty good to see those mock drafts are already out there for you, my friend.
That's great news.
And it is Monday. Happy. Jim is in Concord Township. Hello, Jim.
Jim.
Hey guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm not going to buck the trend here, but I got a thing at the end. I'll say four is Shador, three right now. I mean, it's reality. I'm a Shador guy, but he's four. Gabriel's 3, Pickett 2, Flacco 1. But I'm going to say as the year goes on, Shador is going to come up. And in 2 or 3 years, when the Browns go deep in the playoffs, Sanders will be your quarterback.
That'd be fine by me, Jim. Honestly, Jim, okay. I don't care if it's Pickett or if it's Sanders or if it's Gabriel. I want one of these guys by, say, the 10th week of the season to look like a guy that you can say, we might really have something there. And let him play out the rest of the year and let's find out. I don't care which one it is. I really don't.
No, amen to that. No doubt. I mean, I'm a Browns fan, number one. I just have a feeling about Shador. So I'm going with it.
I hope you're right, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
I have that same feeling about Dillon Gabriel. If Dillon Gabriel were 6'3" or 6'4", he'd have been a first-round draft choice. His track record speaks for itself. But you look at him on the football field, he's not a very big guy.
Are you rooting for one of these guys? Are you rooting for a quarterback of the four?
No. I'm rooting for everything I say about this makes it sound like I don't want Joe Flacco, that I don't like Joe Flacco.
If you're a Flacco hater, that's right, Jeff Phelps.
No, what I am is the hater of a team that needs a quarterback having three guys in their 20s not be able to beat out a 40-year-old guy. That's what I hate. That's it. It's nothing about Joe. It really isn't. Joe Flacco's fun, man. Those 5 games he was here in the regular season were outstanding. It was a blast. But if we have 3 guys in their 20s and none of them can beat out 40-year-old Joe Flacco, okay, great. That's my issue, Andy. That's all it is. And so I hope one of these guys can do it and give themselves a chance to become the guy.
Danny, rooting for one.
No.
None?
No. I am rooting for whoever is going to get this team wins. That's right where I am with this. I look at the combination of the 4 guys who are here. I look at Kenny Pickett. I partially wonder if the pop gun offense that he was in with the Steelers, with Matt Canada, maybe really stunted his growth. I want to see what he looks like when he comes in here, maybe with a real offense. Hey, maybe it clicks and works, and if it doesn't, oh well. Joe Flacco's 41 years old. We are looking at this through beautiful brown and orange glasses when he showed up here and took an offense that was broken and made it fine. But he threw a boatload of picks and he whipped the ball down the field, and it was very much carpe diem football. And if you go back and watch it, you realize that it really wasn't that pretty, and it was opportunistic, and the whole idea was throw as many picks as you want as long as you throw touchdowns, because our defense is the best defense in football.
And we're not sure about that this year.
So I don't know if you want to live in this world where you're going to tell your quarterback, hey, go out there and just whip it 50 yards down the field and let's hope for the best. Now, granted, very fun to watch, but it's not going to end in wins.
Hope for the best.
I mean, but that's what it was. Go back and watch that offense. Oh. It was how many play action deep balls under center can you throw?
And Amari Cooper's not here.
Right, while running the ball 20 times a game. And it looked great because you were watching PJ Walker, who couldn't throw the ball down the field, and they were basically running the triple option to try to find an explosive play. Like, that offense was horrendous. So I think we're watching this with orange colored glasses at Joe Flacco and forgetting the fact that we loved it because it was so bad with everyone else watching it.
All right, I'm not going to lie on this. I am rooting for Shador Sanders. At the end of the day, the upside there beyond football and the excitement that he could bring not only to the franchise, the organization, but the city, if he can be and again, I'm asking for something that I think is a long way off, but if he can jump off the page and be an upper echelon top 10 NFL quarterback at some point, I don't see that happening this year. I just don't see it.
Can I add this part of that in too?
Sure.
What he's doing in the community is freaking awesome. And yeah. Good for him.
He's jumped right in.
I want him to succeed, and I want him to do well because of the kind of person that he has been out there, and what he's done in Cleveland Heights and everywhere else that has needed help is fantastic.
Now take your foot off the gas.
Tropical Storm said to me the other day, hey, I heard Shador's at a fast food place down this, probably about 15 minutes away from our house a couple days ago. And he was like, let's go. And I was like,
buying burgers for everybody?
I'm like, I'll see him at camp, man. I'm good. I'm good if he's hanging out there. We'll see what he looks like at camp.
Andy, can I?
I got to be honest.
If he's the starter and everything else, and he ends up being the guy, it would give him a little more buzz just because of the hype he had coming in. Seriously, do we really need hype? We need wins. We need good quarterback play. Though Shadur would add a little extra on top.
Jeff, 1970, 1980, Andy Baskin agrees with you 1,000% over. I agree with you. That's what I want. I want, you know, I need someone who hands the ball back to the referee. That's what 1970s, 1980s Andy Baskin wants. We don't live in that time anymore. There's more to it than just, you know, there's style points to life. And Sanders has those style points
that
the other guys don't. No, we don't. Look at us. Look what we're wearing. I think, is that a Monsanto you're wearing there? What is that? Is it a penguin? I don't even know. Mine's got a rip in it somewhere. I can't figure it out. My wife's like, what are you wearing?
Probably under your arm.
There's something a little bit more to it that could bring a little bit more energy, a little bit more excitement, a little bit more marketing, a little bit more, hey, look at this. And let's not forget all this is going on as the team starts moving towards a dome too. So I am rooting for Sanders because I kind of want to see what that world looks like. I'm scared to death of it, but it could be awesome. It could be a lot of fun. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.